On Saturday, a former Washington State prison inmate will graduate magna cum laude from Seattle University School of Law, but her criminal record may prevent her from practicing law as a licensed attorney, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Tara Simmons' story could be a movie. She was a nurse, a mom, and a wife. And then, in 2010, her father, whom she was caring for, died suddenly. After his death, Simmons started using meth and abusing prescription drugs.
Within 10 months of using, I was arrested 3 times and eventually sent to prison.
Simmons spent 20 months behind bars. She was released in 2013, but her life was in tatters. No one would hire her. Her house was in foreclosure. She had to declare bankruptcy. Through it all, Simmons got help, a lot of help, from lawyers. They inspired her.
And so I decided to go to law school to try and work on changing the system for myself and for others.
She applied and got into Seattle University's School of Law. Ever since, it's been one accolade and opportunity after another, including an appointment by the governor to the state's new Prison Reentry Council. Simmons now co-chairs that council with King County prosecutor Dan Satterberg. Simmons was my guest on TVW's Inside Olympia program to talk about this work when she revealed something she hadn't intended to talk about, at least not yet.
Well, about 4 weeks ago, I was applying for my law license, and the Bar Association decided that to rule against my admission because of my criminal record.
It was a devastating setback. It meant Simmons can't sit for the July bar exam. It throws into question her ability to represent former prison inmates as she planned to do after graduation.
So there's some practical barriers, but there's also a strong message to the community that second chances are really, really hard to get.
The Bar Association won't comment on specific cases, but says all applicants to the bar must go through a character and fitness review. The guidelines for that review are dictated by court rules, and protection of the public is the top consideration. Simmons will ask the Washington Supreme Court to review the recommendation. It has the final say on her admission to the bar. If the recommendation not to admit her stands, she can apply again in a year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.